What is going on, everyone? Welcome to a very special episode of Nerds Win and Movie Podcast. I have a very special guest today. This is Jess. Why don't you introduce yourself, Jess?
Hello, my name is Jess. I'm mostly on TikTok, a little bit on Instagram, Saucers and Sorcery. I mostly just talk about comics, but sometimes I will talk about video games and other kind of nerdy things, horror movies. But yeah, mostly my stuff's all comics.
See, and you know, that's one thing I love about a lot of the people I've met through TikTok and other the social media is that a lot of us are really multi fandom based. You know, like it's not like I just read comics or I just watch Star Wars. It's usually like, yeah, I watch Star Wars. I watch this. I read this. I read that. And, you know, I love the fact that there are so many people now that give all of the different properties a chance. Like, when I was younger reading comics, you were a Marvel guy or a DC guy. And me, I was like, I like them both. I don't understand what the problem is. You know, my first comics were Batman and Wolverine. So I didn't know there was a difference when I was a kid. I just knew they were comic books. It didn't matter to me that one was a Marvel comic, one was a DC comic. It just didn't matter. You know, so like nowadays when I hear people like, oh, man, I only read Marvel because it's just so much better. I can't read DC. And I'm just like, well, what about indies? people just are starting to come around. Like, I'm so happy that they are starting to finally come around because they're realizing that right now, indies are usually the best actual property, the comic book, the quality of it. And I say this all the time. It's because if you don't nail each issue when it comes to an indie, you might not get a next issue. Where if you're a Marvel writer, you can write 30 issues of a horrible Spider-Man book and then just get another comic to write. You know, like they're going to put out 30 Spider-Man comics, even if no one's buying them. You know, like, and I love the fact that this day and age, we finally are starting to get to the indie. I'm calling it the indie glory days because, like, they're kind of taking over at this point.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I feel like the big series that I have heard people talking about have almost always been indie series, or if not indies, like limiteds or like DC Black Label. I've heard a lot. Like I hear a lot of people talk about DC Black Label stuff. A lot of like Vertigo. It's a lot of like the indie stuff is just, I think it's also the creator control too, because you can only do so much with Batman,
right?
Oh, exactly. Before you have to give Batman to somebody else, and then what are they gonna do with Batman? And you have to have that kind of character integrity when it's like an established character, whereas when you're writing an Elseworlds or you're writing indie, you can do whatever you want. Like, they don't have to be able to continue it. They can make something end horribly and finally.
Yes. And that is the biggest point for me in the majority of indies is that the stories end. And there's something truly beautiful about a story that ends right. Doesn't have to be happy, but just ends right. You know, like if you can nail that ending, that will like just make that book that much better. And that's I call it the reverse Game of Thrones. Like they were good until the end and they did not stick the landing. So and now we look at that whole series differently. You know, it's like, man, Game of Thrones was really good. How about that last season though? That shit was not good. You know, like it becomes a caveat. And I love that with the indies, I mean, of course, there are some Marvel and DC stuff that have ended. I mean, 9 times out of 10, if a big name character is dead, he's only going to be dead for so long. I mean, look how quick Miss Marvel came back.
6 months, maybe a year.
Like that one, that really bothered me. Like, yeah, because I knew they were going to do it. I knew why. I knew she was going to come back a mutant. I knew she's going to come back with MCU powers. It just made sense. And I'm like, I get it. Obviously, it's going to happen. But like, before we even forgot that she, like, it was like, I think it was like a month, right? Wasn't it like a month or 2 months, maybe? Because she died like last month,
I think,
right?
In the Spider-Man. I think it was like a month. And yeah, it was either a month and a half, maybe? Six weeks?
No, that is bad.
Death is but a revolving door.
But that's the point. Like they don't have to worry about taking too much risk with doing something like that because, oh, what are you not gonna buy Marvel comics? Like that's literally like their mantra almost. Like it's like, well, what are you gonna do? Buy DC or indie? Come on. This is Marvel. Let's do another
Yeah,
bad Spider-Man run.
I've heard so many people who have just dropped the Spider-Man run. Like I know a few people who are sticking it out, but most people I know, they're just like, I can't.
No,
They can't continue.
I sell comics too, so I have a little bit of where I'm kind of keeping up with it because you got the spoiler variants and the big oh look what like all right I don't like that personally, but like I've got like 75 Spider-Man books. I'm like, let me get to 100 and I'll do a whole Spider-Man show. So I'll pick up these Spider-Man. All right, whatever. Let's throw them in the pile, but. The one thing that I will say needs the gap that needs to be close like smaller is the indies having digital access because not all of them really have that like a true way to digitally access their comics. And I think that and we'll talk more about the debate between physical and digital, but when it comes to reading comics, I mean, let's be real. There's nothing easier than pulling up an app on your phone. It might not be as enjoyable. It might not be as as thrilling as turning the page or even on a tablet or a computer. But you can literally pull your phone up and be like, "All right, Marvel, let me read an issue right here, real quick." It's never been easier. And some people, I'm not one of these people. Some people don't like that. They feel like it's a like a spit in the face to everything that has come before it, and it is let's be honest, it's the times. I mean, the books are dying. I mean, unless
It's
you're like a big time New York Times bestseller, you're not really doing well writing books right now. Like in most cases, like you're
yeah.
just not. I mean, you
It's
see it
also
even in
like
the comic industry too.
accessibility. It's also just the accessibility of it, because there's like I know Kindle has a thing where it will like do a guided reading, so it'll bring you to the next panel so that you don't have to be like, okay, is this a two-page spread that I have to read, taught, like, the whole 2 pages, do I go 1 page to 1 page? So like for people who aren't as familiar, like digital can be so much easier for them to read because they don't have to sit there, like look at the page format and figure out like, okay, do I start here or here? And like it's also accessible just because like things like Kindle Unlimited and like Comixology and all those things where you can like read a ton for n either no money if it's like a library like Libby and Hoopla and all that stuff, or for like a subscription fee. So like it's so much more accessible. You don't have to like go to the comic book store on a Wednesday and hope nobody bought your book.
Well, and then see, I'm going to take that point a little one step further. I mean, there are certain books that even the avid collector might never get a chance to hold in their hands. Like
Oh, absolutely.
my all-time grails are Hulk 180 and 181. I am very well understood that I may never own those two titles, but I've read them a million times, and and I actually caved and bought the foil 181 facsimile. I hate facsimiles. Like, not that, and the reason why I hate facsimiles is not the facsimiles themselves. It's what a lot of sellers do with those facsimiles and try to like make them more than they are. Like, it's not like a second print or a third print. It's literally a facsimile. It's literally this book, but reprinted again. It's not a key. It's nothing. It's for you to read and put in your collection. That's all it is. But some of these sellers will be like, "Oh, it's a facsimile. It's technically the first appearance of what?" No, it's not. It's not. I'm sorry, you're wrong. And like that's why I don't get them myself because I'm a seller as well. But that Hulk 181, I couldn't help myself. I bought one for the PC. I was like, you know what? Bro, throw one in the box. Like I have a guy who has a store and like he cuts me deals. So I was ordering a couple. I think I was ordering some of the negative the negative space comics that are coming. The Werewolf by Night and I can't remember the other one. But then I was looking. I was like, bro, just throw 181 in there. The foil. I have to have it for me. He's like, I'm surprised that wasn't the first thing you asked for. And I was like, Well, because it's a facsimile. I don't like those. But I mean, yeah, I might never, like, who knows? I mean, I'm hoping that, like, I will one day watch this and be like, yeah, you idiot. You have five of them now. Like, that would be one of my favorite things in the history of time. But when it comes to the digital, I mean, it allows, and your point about not experienced readers, that's a huge thing. Because sometimes even someone like me, I've been reading comics for 25 years, and I'll look and be like, wait a minute, hold on. Okay, here we go. Like, even I get twisted a few, sometimes. So I can only imagine what, like, a young reader who has never even read a comic book in their life, they'll be so confused. And that is a good point that I don't think a lot of people are talking about when they have this debate where it's like, oh, well, it's not the same. You're right, it's not. For some people, it'll be better.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And
I mean,
it's absolutely one of those things where, like, at least the way that I see it is it's less of a this or that and more of a, like, I think a lot, like, the best way to do it is do like a combination of what works for
yes.
you, because there's certain stuff that, like, I have on my Kindle. I bought the Kindle Scribe because it's such a big screen and you can read comics and manga on it. But like, it's not in color, so I'm not gonna like read Wonder Woman on it, but I
Right.
am gonna pre-order Frieren Beyond Journey's End and gonna read those manga that come out because it's already gonna be in black and white.
Well, and see, and like that's the point about, I don't understand how people can just be Marvel or DC. When you have all of this stuff at your disposal, why not you, like, for me, like, granted, I've got thousands of literal physical comics, but for me, like, especially when it comes to, like, reading an entire series, like, if you try to, like, go pick up every single issue of, like, Flashpoint, for instance, good luck. There's like 150 issues spread out across like 35 titles. Have fun. That's one of my favorite storylines of all comic time. And I've read it probably four or five times in every single issue in its entirety because I love it so much. I don't own all those. I'm a huge Civil War guy, like Year of the Collector, and I have 125 of the 100 and whatever issues. That's one of my favorite things of all time. I've sp spoke about how it literally brought me back into comics, and even I don't have all of them. You know what I mean? Like, and but I've read every issue because of things like the Marvel App, and before when you still to get them illegally. But back in the day of Napster, Kazaa, and all that stuff. If you're old enough to know what that is,
LimeWire.
how's your back feeling right now? That'd be my question. If you understood those references, I'm sure your back is not feeling very well.
Or your knees. I bet your knees popped a little.
Or both. Some variation of the two. But yeah, it allows you to immerse yourself in comics that, like, and some people don't want to collect comics. They just want to read. So why would anyone, and this would, and I saw a take on TikTok. It was like, oh my God, if you only read digital comics, you're not a real comic book fan. You know what? And I don't even know who, I don't know the creator. I don't care. But I'll say this about that point. I would bet, and I would bet a lot, that the people who just read the comics know more about comics than the I collect in physical media person who said that. Because all they're doing is reading. They're not worried about the value or anything. They just want to know the stories. And that's the thing. All of this, that's what it's stories. So, and I feel like it sucks, because the physical medium took a huge skyrocketing during the pandemic. There were so many people
Oh,
that
yeah.
just had disposable money and were buying up everything and then reselling them. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I was one of them. Like, I've got a whole bunch of comic books and people want them now. Shit, say less. Let me go ahead and get some of these. But I do think while it did bring a lot of people in, and it is very good for the ecosystem of comics as a whole, because even if the top 10% are the only ones who are actually making money doing it, it's still funneling in money into the hobby one way or the other. It just, it sucks to some of us looking up like, I have the same exact books, if not better, and I can't sell them because they only want to buy from you. That is a problem. But that's more of a personal seller problem than the community as a whole. And I think a lot of people put their stock in their feelings of certain people or certain things and just decide that's the answer. That's the truth. And anyone who says otherwise is wrong. Well, you know, it's okay not to know something. It's okay to be wrong. And I literally spent like 25 minutes, I think, on this on my podcast this weekend. It's okay to be wrong, but to not even care to like hear the other side. I mean, you don't have to agree with someone's like opinions to understand them. And when it comes to the digital versus physical medium, I mean, why does there have to be one right way? I don't think it does.
I definitely agree with that. And especially even when you get in just to people who are in physical, there's even the people like who are like single issues and then the trade people. Like I mainly read like trade paperbacks, hardcovers and things like that. And then there are those people who are like, oh, well, you're not a real fan because you're not going to the comic book store every single Wednesday and getting your books that way. And then there's the other people who are like, well, yeah, well, I get to read the whole story all at once. And it's just, I don't think it's like a one or the other situation. Like it's whatever works for you. And I think to say that like, you're not a real fan if you don't participate in the hobby the exact same way as me. It just like, at least to me, it's one of those like giant like beacons of just being like, okay, yeah, that's a person that's probably I'm not going to want to like chill with. Like that's like that you're not the person that I'm going to want to like have a drink and a conversation with at a party.
Right. Only Sith deals in absolutes. I will do what I must. You know, like that's how I feel about, because like one of the things that came up last year was a whole bunch of collectors said, if you don't have a Hulk 181 in your collection, you're not a real collector. And it took everything in my body to not lose my ever loving mind. Like I stayed, I didn't say a word. I literally like, I was like, you know what? I can't dip my toe in this pool at all because I'm diving head first. Like, because that is literally the second book. Like 180 is more important to me because it's the actual first appearance. Fight me. I don't care what anyone says. His whole body's there and his name is at the bottom. That's his first full appearance. His first cover is 181. More iconic, more expensive. Fair enough. But I can't afford one of those. Those are like $3,000 and up. I mean, sure. If I sold my entire collection, I could probably buy a few of them, but I have like three comic books in my entire collection at that point. But
yeah.
So, if you're not, you don't have a Hulk 181, you're not a real collector. I'm sorry. What did you say to me? Like, that's all I want. Like, and you're saying I'm not a real collector because I can't afford one? Like, who the hell are you to decide what a real, and that's that state. Whenever someone, you're not a real this, that is always problematic to me. I'm sorry.
It's just needless exclusion. Yeah, needless exclusion.
And, you know, and I always say, you know, knowledge is power, and I don't like when people try to gatekeep anything. The only thing, I will admit, the one thing I did try to gatekeep initially was Jensen Ackles when he was announced for, you know, Soldier Boy, and they did the Batman voice. You know, they were like, have you guys heard of this guy Jensen Ackles? Like, nope. Hey, that's my man from Supernatural. You better keep Dean's name out your mouth. Like, but
I've been watching the show for 15 years. I'm an OG Supernatural fan. I know. I have two Supernatural. I bought at a convention in 2019 two flannels from a like hand stitched, and one of them has the moose and a squirrel on it, and the other has Sam and Dean's initials, like they're carved. Like I watched that show for I watched 15 seasons of that show.
Yep.
Not all 15 seasons are great, but I stayed for those boys. I stayed for those boys and that angel.
yep. And you can't forget Crowley. Like I'm a huge like I always say, like I loved Supernatural in the first couple of seasons, but what really made that show was Castiel. Look how off topic we got. I don't care. Castiel. Yeah.
So off
Wow.
topic.
I literally just lost my whole train of thought realizing how off topic we were. Damn. Jody, and wow, I just said his name, Crowley. When they showed up, it changed the entire feel of the show. And I, oh God, it's so good. But yeah, and that was like the one thing that I gatekeep for like a moment because I wanted them all to myself. And you know, I am as straight as they come, but damn, I love me some Jensen Ackles. Like I would like if I had the chance to run up and like hug him, I feel like I would not only do it, but I would jump clear off the floor and just pray that I'm not too heavy for him to catch. He's a big, strong boy, so I'm sure he can handle it. But I'm just saying that would be like one of my dreams. But
Yeah.
the
I mean, I was on Tumblr during the Meesh apocalypse. I've been around the Supernatural fandom for a long time. I was there for the Meesh apocalypse.
Oh, we're gonna have to do a whole another episode Supernatural style. That, but wait, I don't like we shouldn't be talking about Struck stuff, but we nerded out for a second over the actors in the show. They're the people who make it, the actors and the writers. Take this time to say, you know, the whole discourse over the SAG-AFTRA strike, it shouldn't matter your opinions. These are people trying to better their lives and get like insurance for their kid, for themselves and their kids, and to be paid what they're owed for what they do. I mean, these things that
Absolutely.
we nerd, like, do you see how we got so off topic just talking about one person because we love them so much? We don't love the CEO who greenlit it. We thank them for allowing it to be on for as long as it was, but it was them that we came for every week. You know, and without the actors and the writers, all of this goes away.
Absolutely.
I mean, you bring too much AI
Absolutely.
into this, you're gonna just, and I said this on my podcast last week. It was about, you know, this is gonna be used as a precedent moving forward.
Absolutely.
So all of these companies are watching like this, like, let's see how much AI they get approved for, and we'll get more. You know, and I think that's the thing that's being lost on a lot of people too, that it's they just think, oh, these rich millionaires are trying to get more money. That's the like the top. And I
That's the 1%. That's like 1% of SAG-AFTRA. The rest are all like making like I think like 29,000 is the average. It was something
Which is
like very much lower than what people think when they think of like, oh, all
a
these
series
famous
regular,
actors. It's
like
like, yeah.
this, like, and the thing that, like, this is uncharted territory, and this is why a lot of like people have got themselves in trouble speaking out of turn because they thought they understood everything when they didn't. Because last time something like this happened, there was no influencers, there was no social media, none of that. So all of it, or streaming at all. I mean, do you, I'm old enough to remember when Netflix went off of discs and you could watch it on your computer and everyone lost their minds. Like, I remember that feeling of, wait a minute, I can watch an entire season from my house without leaving. They changed the game and then didn't expect the rules to
Oh, yeah.
change. Like, that's, and like, at some point, something's got to give. And it was the backs of the actors and writers. They said enough's enough, we're done. Like, we can't do this. And I hope that they get all and more that they deserve, because they do.
Agreed. Agreed.
Because when it comes to, and this is an extension of even the comic books, because there's a lot of comic book movies and stuff now that we now adore because of the actors and the writers. I mean, if you're gonna tell me that a AI figure could do I Am Iron Man and make me cry for 25 minutes, you got another thing coming. Because it was Robert Downey Jr.'s amazing portrayal of Iron Man that led to like all over all these years. Like, and like, that's the thing people are talking about. Like, people like Robert Downey Jr., when they make a lot of money, yes, they do because of what they have accomplished, but they've also put in a lot of work over the years. They weren't always like, not everyone's The Rock and can come in and be one of the highest paid actors immediately. You know, a lot of people have to start off as background actors. And if you take away background actors, you might be like robbing us of the future Robert Downey Jr.'s, the future Leonardo DiCaprio's. I mean, these people, it's not like they just walked into Hollywood and were like, hello, I am the greatest actor of all time. Let me do. No, they put in the work and they deserve to be paid as such. And
Agreed,
anyone
yeah.
who can't see that or has any other take besides get them paid the what they deserve and don't allow AI to take over. I'm sorry, it's not your, that's an opinion at that point. You're just wrong. And
Yeah, that,
I will
yeah,
be
I.
glad to back that up and say, and I will, like, that's an, I don't have many hills I'll die on. Wolverine should be short. Moon Knight should be Jewish. And the actors and writers should get paid what they deserve, and AI shouldn't take over. I'm sorry. Those are the hills I'm willing to die on. And anyone wants to come fight me, I'm here. I'm not hard to find.
I will, I'll stand next to you on that hill, on those hills. Those, I fully agree with all of those. Especially Wolverine should be short. Like that is
And oh my
Wolverine
God,
should be short.
I get so much hate online because anytime someone goes, Hugh Jackman was perfect casting for Wolverine. No. He did a very good job at playing Wolverine, but he is not a perfect casting. He's a full foot too tall to be perfect casting. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Wolverine has to be a
Well,
short king.
he doesn't have to be short. Why don't you find something else to complain about? No. All right, fine. All right, fine. Moon Knight not being Jewish. Problem. Let's go. Like, oh my, I could talk for days on how much I loathe that w Moon Knight TV show. But I will wait till after the strike. But we got way off topic. Let me try to reel it back in a little bit. We were talking about digital versus physical medium and comic books that we, you know, I always say this too. Comic books are such a malleable type of entertainment. You can tell any stories in those pages under any styles. It doesn't, like, if you think of a story, it could be a comic book, period. There's no argument there. And I feel like whatever it takes to get more people reading slash collecting, doesn't matter which one, you want to do both, a little bit of either, a little bit of either. Hey, forget about it. You do you. But as long as we can get more people in, because I remember, and I'm sure you do too, it wasn't always like this. It wasn't always we're the cool people because we know this stuff. It wasn't. We can literally go see a movie with Iron Man in it and see jocks and everything in between wearing Iron Man shirts. We were the ones that were reading comic books in the closet, like, please don't pick on me, you know? So to see more people in the comic verse, let's just call it that, I am all for it. I just would like everyone to get a little more educated. And I think there's a lot of ways to do that. And I think people like you, me, you know, like Year, JJ, all of us that are that kind of in this little crew on TikTok, all kind of feel the same way. And I know I'm leaving people out. I'm sorry. I love you. But it's definitely we all have the same mindset that comics are fun. Let's enjoy them, and let's not be horrible people to others. Like, that's kind of
Exactly.
the you know, the rundown. And I feel like it doesn't matter how you do it, as long as you're here, I welcome you. And if you ever have any questions, any hell, if anyone comes at you, hey, I'm the troll slayer. I enjoy it, so please let me know. But I always I read comics, collect comics, whatever makes you happy, do it. And don't listen to
Absolutely.
the you're not a real collector if you don't, you're a beta if you go see the Barbie movie. Like, come on. Like, this whole,
Yeah.
like, let's just, like, downgrade certain people for liking things should be over already. Granted, looking at the
Yep.
world, I understand why it's not. But that's neither here nor there. But yet, do what you like. If you'd like to collect, collect. If you like to flip, flip. You like to read, read. I don't care if you read it by flashlight under your the covers, you know, or on a freaking big screen because you have a giant screen hooked up to your computer. It doesn't matter. Do whatever you want to do, as long as you're kind to everyone involved and enjoy what you're doing. Do you, boo boo.
Yeah.
I think that's the my little cherry on top of that. But do you have any, like, let's say off the wall or not as mainstream of comics? We're talking about so much indies. Anything you're reading now that's just like really excited about?
Okay, so as far as what I'm reading right now, I just finished Department of Truth, which is James Tynion, and I've been on like a Tynion like run this year, and it's
Yep.
not even on purpose because I read his Justice League Dark run, loved
So
it.
good.
It as some people. As everybody on our Discord knows, I am a huge Sandman fan. It is my favorite series of all time. So of course I am reading Nightmare Country and the sequel to Nightmare Country, which is all which is all him as well. Last year my favorite book of the year was Nice House on the Lake, which is also him. So it's just like I keep finding books and then I'm like, oh, who wrote this? Oh, yep, I know why I like
So,
this. It's James Tynion the fourth.
you know what's funny is the book I was gonna say is a Tinian book as well.
Is it?
World Tree, number one, the World Tree. Have you heard the new it?
I read the first two issues and then I pre-ordered the trade.
I that's
I
actually my
liked the first two issues
exclusive.
so much I pre-ordered it.
I he does There's a reason why he wins award after award after award after award, because he's that good. And I can't say the title or even who the publisher is, but I actually just got on a big time exclusive for Tinian that's gonna come out in October. Just keep an eye out.
Is it the Universal Monsters series that got announced last week?
No hablo ingles. I no speak English. I don't know what she was talking about. I no no
I
I
have
don't.
that for my pre my pre-orders in my pull
No,
box. I've already informed my shop that I want it.
no comment. I plead 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth. I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth. But I mean, I see his name. I dive head first. He he's just that good. And more props to him. We're gonna wrap up on this, but because he deserves this props. He bet on himself so much when he left Bat. Like, who leaves Batman to go do his own thing? The absolute cojones on this man, like to do that and to kill it. Like his Substack, I actually, I'm one of the founding members of the Tiny Onion Club. Like I was one of the first 48. In the first 48 hours, I heard about it, I was like, take my money, take my money. No, take my money right now. And he just continually does things that I think will help not only us fans, but the entire comics verse, as I'm keep calling it. I guess I just coin I just that's now my phrase. Because he's showing time and time again the malleability of comics and what all the like. He's telling some insane stories, and they're all hitting because they're all fantastically written and they're all fantastically put together with art writing, the art, the lettering. I mean, a lot of the people don't even look at the lettering as important things, but as someone who's writing a comic book, trust me when I tell you, the lettering is the soul of the comic. If the lettering doesn't hit, the story doesn't come to life. And I think that we need to start respecting letterers a lot more than I think a lot of people do. I think that's my final piece. Let's give love to the letterers, because without the letterers, we ain't got nothing. It's just pictures and not a story as well. Do you have any final thoughts that you want to add on at the little end here?
Well, I mean, I agree with you on Tinian. I think he's absolutely fantastic. And I really appreciate that not only is he just hitting, but like he is giving other writers and artists like an opportunity with like razor blades. And I also really appreciate that he's making these things available digitally, physically. Like you can get a big trade for that because that's one of the things that I really truly appreciate is like when something is easily available, because nothing sucks more as a reader, as a collector, than you wanting to read something and you can't find it anywhere. Or if you can
Mm-hmm.
find it, it's like $80 or only available on like this one app and it's $20 to rent it. And like all
Yeah.
this stuff that like I get so nervous that things that I love will become lost media. And I just appreciate that there are the people who are like, yeah, this is digital, physical, there's going to be a trade, there's this, you can get a single issue. And I absolutely love when things are like, you make them available to people where they're at. And like, I didn't catch Razor Blades until the trade was out. And then I was able to, it wasn't like I was like, okay, well, I missed this whole entire like anthology collection. No, I could go and order a hardcover and I could like
Right.
experience it.
Oh, but
And
you're not a
I just love
real
that.
fan because you didn't buy every individual book. How could you consider yourself? These so-called alpha males need to just go on somewhere. I'm about to start Wolverining all of them if they don't get their act together. That's all I gotta say. I literally am Wolverine. I just need to lose some weight. I'm 5'3". I'm actually an inch. I know I'm 5'2". I'm an inch too short. Ah, shucks.
It's okay. You just get those goth
Those
boots
lifts,
that like,
the
yeah,
lifts.
no, you just get a pair of you just get a pair of like Demonia or like
Hey, I'll be in boots
just goth
anyways,
boots
because
at
I'm
like a
only
store.
doing it if I
Yeah.
get the comic accurate Wolverine suit. I mean, I will do the jeans because he also wore boots there, so I could, it's fine. But yeah,
Yeah,
that's.
get a nice pair of Doc Martens. That'll give you the extra inch. As a spooky girl who owns several pairs of combat boots, they definitely do give you a little bit more height.
Always say I should have been born in the 70s. Those platform shoes would have done me wonders. All right. Oh man, this is a pleasure. We are definitely gonna have to, once the strike is over, and do an entire Supernatural episode for
Absolutely.
sure. I didn't know it was like that, but now I'm so happy I know it is. Why don't you go ahead and plug all your social media so that everyone can know where to find you. I'll make sure to put in the comments too.
Yeah, so I am, like I said in the beginning, I'm mostly on TikTok and a little bit on Instagram. I'm Saucers and Sorcery on both. I have Threads too, but like I don't know what's going on with that. So I just like will
Me
post
neither.
pictures of books there. So if you just like, again, it's also Saucers and Sorcery. So if you just want like twice a week, I post a picture of the three books I'm reading, follow me on there too.
Well, there we go. Well, thank you for joining me. This is another episode of Nerd Tweet and Movie Podcast. Until next time, stay nerdy, my
Thank you for
friends.
having me on.
Absolutely.